Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing podcast titled Feeling the Heat, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Who would eat something knowing that it could scorch their lips, torture their tongue, cause uncontrollable sweating and watery eyes, and require rubber gloves to prepare? They are the chili lovers, or chili heads, as they are known in the Southwest, people who trade chili recipes and attend chili cook-offs, which are the equivalent of New England's pie judging contests. Here we are using the word chili, C-H-I-L-E, to refer to a hot pepper, and chili, C-H-I-L-I, to describe the often fiery dish made from ground meat, beans, and of course, chilies. Unlike bell and other sweet peppers, chilies contain a pungent alkaloid called capsaicin, which is so powerful that it can blister the skin. Chilies range from the mildly spicy Trinidad perfume, with little capsaicin, to the three-alarm fire taste of the orange habanero, or one of the hottest, the boot jalokia. In general, the smaller a chili is, the hotter it is. Some people believe that it's only the red peppers that are really hot, but in fact, some green and yellow varieties can be even more potent than many red ones. If you bite into a chili that brings tears to your eyes, don't reach for water. Instead, try a spoonful of yogurt or sour cream, or drink a little milk. Milk products all contain casein, a compound that breaks down the bond between capsaicin and the pain receptors in your mouth. Chilies are native to Central and South America, and were not known in Europe until Columbus introduced them in 1493. Spanish explorers brought chilies north to Mexico and the Southwest. In their native habitat, chilies are long-lived perennials, but in our gardens, they must be treated as annuals. By carefully selecting the varieties, you can plant just the right chili for your taste buds. Chilies require a steady water supply, not too much, not too little, so that blossoms don't drop before the fruit has set. Besides being tasty, chilies are beautiful. Different varieties offer green, red, orange, yellow, and even purple fruits. Plant some of the more ornate ones along with annuals and perennials, or in a shrub border. They are sure to be a hot topic of conversation.